and a thing that runs around the barrel.
Hoops.
And something smaller than a barrel.
Kegs.
And on a water barrel or water keg, the thing you turn to get the water out.
Yeah, faucet. Well, I guess you'd call it faucets, just like a faucet in the water, in the laboratory.
Uh-huh. What about something similar out in your yard that you turn and get water out?
Well, that's a hydrant.
And nowadays, if you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a
sack
made out of
paper.
And the bag or sack that feed used to come in, made out of that rough?
Toe sack, we call it, you know, or toe sack.
Any other name?
Well, yeah, I believe there is another name, but I can't think now what it is.
Did you ever hear gunny sack or crocus
sack?
Yeah,
crocus sacks.
Was that the same thing?
And gunny sacks, yeah. Now, when Tom was selling fence, I have some big, heavy gunny sacks that we put at the back north door because it's so low out there and it gets so wet. Mm-hmm. And we put them out there to wipe our feet on before we come in. Well, then toe sacks are, what did you say, what other?
Croker
sacks would be what we buy feet in.
The gunny sack is heavier?
Yeah, quite a bit heavier.
Nowadays, if your lamp wasn't burning, you'd screw in a new
globe.
Or?
A bulb.
What kind of bulb?
Light bulb.
And what would you call the amount of corn that you could take to the mill to be ground at one time?
Well, a peck or half a bushel or a bushel, whichever that you needed.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the expression, a turn of corn?
A what?
A turn of corn.
Turn of corn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I seem like I've heard that, but I don't know why they'd use it.
Mm-hmm. And if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry.
Arm load.
And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you said he just had a...
half a load.
Did you ever hear the expression, a jag of wood?
No.
And if you opened a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you'd stick in a...
corkscrew.
What's that like?
Corkscrew. A cork.
Uh-huh.
Well, that would stop it up. And then if you want, then sometimes you'd have to have a screw to take it out.
Uh-huh. What if it was something made out of plastic? Would you call it a cork then?
No.
What would it be called?
I guess it'd just be a top. I don't know. Uh-huh. That's... later than I used to have to. We used to have to take the corks out of things.
And the musical instrument that people would play like this?
Juice harp, a French harp.
What was the difference?
Well, one, I don't know what the difference, but I know I've heard juice harps,
mm-hmm.
You know, and French harps. Juice harp seems like it's a little different shape or a twin.
And if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece that comes between the horses.
Tongue.
And with a buggy, you have...
shaft.
And... or you have two of those. You have...
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two. And the horse was between them.
It's between the...
shaft.
And on the wheels, the thing that runs across and holds one wheel to the other.
Axle.